again, for Sunday, I really like to, you know, start with Shem Hashem. So the before we get into more specifics, we should really do the whole sugya, just because there's a lot of interplay between the different issues. We're interested in, again, just everybody should remember or review from the first Zman, right, when we talked about the requirement of Shem Hashem in Shavuos, Eidos, Shavuos HaPikadon, Shavuos Bitui, Shavuos Shav, right, the different views in the Rishonim, the Rambam, and the Ravid, and the Ran, well, the Ran of the Ramban and the Ran here, the Ran in the Darim on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, you know, the differences in terms of Malkus and Korban and Mipiatzmo, Mipiacher, all the various things that we discussed then, just remember the implications of that, because that's obviously very relevant, but we don't want to, you know, go over the same territory. But we need to know that as background and make reference to it. And of course, the what we're going to discuss is the role, the Hagdara of Shem Hashem, and the role that it plays. Again, we could get ensconced in this topic for a very long time, but hopefully we won't. The role that it plays in different areas of halakha, the different shvuos themselves, the question of klala and megadef, the question of kilalas of the imo, basically the different contexts in which Shem Hashem might play a role. Do you need Shem Hashem, and if so, what kind of Shem Hashem? When do you need Shem? This is what we're looking for. When do you need Shem Meforash or Shem Miyuchad? Is there more than one of that? Loka Shem Shani Nichta Vani Nikra, right? What about Shem Yudke Vavke and Shem Aleph Dalad Nun Yud? That's the Loka Shem Shani Nikra Ani Nichtav, or Loka Shem Shani Nichtav Ani Nikra, to be precise. What is the relationship of those two to each other? When do you need them? What about Shem Oshein and the Mchakim? What about Kinuyim? What about Tirgumim? What about broader references, to the Rabbanu Shalom, to Shem Hashem? Again, in our Hashkaf of, for Zman, when we talk so much about Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godol Alokeinu, and its connection to Talmud Torah, and its connection also to other things, like Kishtach Havaya and Yom Kippur, the idea that Yom Kippur, there are, 10 references to Shem Hashem. All these things are interconnected, so again, we don't want to spend more time than we need to, but Chanun and Rachum and Tzavakos, we'll call it predicates or descriptive descriptions of the Rabbanu Shalom, positive and negative. It's a very massive topic, and one which is halachically significant and hashkafically significant, because it's how we connect or how we relate to the Rabbanu Shalom in different contexts. So the best thing to do before we get into Pratim is just to survey, till the end of the parak, because we're going to be making, we're going to focus more on the things in front of us and make some references to other sugyas in Sota, especially in Sanhedrin, and Mevarech Es Hashem. But so to start with for Sunday, if we could go through, have people started already? Not likely. Okay. So if we could go from the Mishnah and Lamed Hey Amud Aleph at the bottom till the end of the parak, just the, go through quickly as you can, and we'll start surveying. Gemara Rashi Tosus and the Rambams, of course, are very, very important. And then I'll give you more Pratim Chilka. But either way, I want to speak, in a broader survey way first. Anyway, kind of map out what the issues are, as I just, in 2 minutes, kind of began to. But once you see concretely the things in front of you, it'll be more meaningful. But for now, we still have two things to do. We have to finish up Eidos Umdana, which we're close to finishing, hopefully. And then I just wanted to, again, speak a little bit about, we spent a lot of time on Yediyah below Re'iyah. We talked about the problem of Re'iyah below Yediyah below Re'iyah we've been discussing. We talked a little bit about the problem of Re'iyah below Yediyah, Manamanisi, in other words, and Huksa Kafra. And we know what the problem is, and I just want to pin that down just a little more in terms of the Rashi and the Ramban and the Rishonim. The Rishonim here all atar very quickly, and then just a couple of other quick comments. What is Tvias Mamon? I want to talk about just the, in Shavuos HaPikadon and Shavuos HaEidos, and a little bit about the problem of Yichud Eidim in Shavuos HaEidos. There's a little bit on Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, but if you get up in the Beis HaKnesses, and you give a klap on the bima, you know, and you want to be mashbia the entire congregation, you know, is that something that works for Shavuos Eidos or not, which is the Mishnah and the Gemara. So, again, a few little points so we get there. Mostly the Laman Hayomer Aleph we did, because we did Eid Mipiyed, and we did Karuv Apostle, you know, Tosis' version, and the Ramban's version, Nazei Shabbatla, and Kibbolai and Rishalmi. So that stuff we've mostly done. So it'll take, definitely Sunday, we're going to totally start with that. Okay. So for today, let's just finish up on the matter of Eidos Yom Tov, which, as you can see, is a really, really important topic. And it's also a very large topic. But just a couple of, we have some outstanding issues generally, and then I want to talk particularly today about Eidos in Ishus, which is, I think we already explained the other day, why it is such a in-between category, both in terms of the nature of Eidei Kiyum, as well as the, you know, consequential factor, namely that it affects Isurim and even the Fashos. So on both of those levels, you know, what is the status of Eidos Umdana? And of course, by extension, also we need to turn for a couple of minutes at least on Eidos Miuchedes. Yeah.
The Rambam, when he quotes the Sugya Lani Vilba Puntiki, Lani Vilba Puntiki, in Gerishin Perak Yod Halacha
Yod Chas, we'll talk about it a little bit, yeah.
He says that the Kiddushin is only a Safik Kiddushin. It's hard to understand if you're
Rebbe Mahalik. In Lani Vilba Puntiki.
It's hard to understand if you're Rebbe Mahalik that really the idea of Eidei Yichud Eidei Biyah is like a prospective Re'iyah. Right. How could it possibly be a Safik? Right.
So there seems to be a stira in the Rambam. I'll talk about this. There's a little bit in the Chas Chinuch already raises this question. Number one, I'll make a different suggestion in a couple of minutes. So we're just a little bit ahead. I just want to do a few other things first. But let's say, according to the perspective of the Minchas Chinuch, I guess what we would say, the Minchas Chinuch himself notes this problem, and the Minchas Chinuch suggests that in context of Harayat Mekudeshesli, right, that strengthens the Umdana for the Rambam. In other words, that the Maram Rutenberg factors in Tshuvas Maimonios maybe without Harayat Mekudeshesli, you know, are only reached the level of Safek. And even then, it's not Vadai Eina Kiddushin because it's a Safek. You know, it's call it, from my point of view, I guess it would be Safek Re'iya, which is an interesting topic. I'll explain what that means when we get to it in a couple of minutes. As I try to explain another thing about the Chaskina, or in response to the Chaskina. But either way, where it works, Betoras Vadai, now there seems to be a stira. If you look at the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Hilkos Ishus Halacha Hey, you don't get the impression in the Rambam that that's a Din Safek. Right? Now, the Minchas Chinuch himself, again, I'm a little ahead of myself, but did you ask, but I'll sum it up in a minute. The Minchas Chinuch himself, when he reads Perek Gimel Halacha Hey, Hilchos Ishus says that that's a case Rambam obviously thinks you need to see Kemach Chol B'Shvo Feres, right? However, when you read Hilchos Gerushin, so there are two interesting things, right? One is what you noted, which is that it only seems like a Safek and Lona Imam Puntiki, correct? But then he goes on from there to explain that after all, in Kiddushin, right, that's all you need. So it's also Parshanut, which supports the Magen Mishnah and the other Mefarshim in their understanding of Perek Gimel Halacha Hey, right, that it really is only Eidei Yichud, and it's not Eidei Biyah. So it's even a bigger question in a way, because on the one hand, you know, you have, you know, the statement of Safek, in a way, or Chashash, and at the same time, the Rambam, the very same Rambam who's Mechadish in that direction, is also being Mechadish in that direction. So the Minchas Chinuch's technical answer, I'd say, is that what puts it over the top, I guess, what makes him not a Safek, Gimel Hay, even though he himself was inclined to think that that's not what the Rambam was saying, you know, but he's Modal Emes, the light of Hilchos Gerushin, is Harayat Mekudeshes. In other words, that, you know, reverting or relapsing into the old marriage, the likelihood that he lapses into the old marriage after a Gerushin, right, is doesn't achieve that level of certainty that his, you know, idealism and his stated intention of Harayat Mekudeshesli, you know, does in Hilchos Ishus. And certainly as a quantitative point, that makes a lot of sense, right? So I'll just have to explain, because I think this is what you're asking, is, which is, well, if that's the case, then you should be lacking Eidei Kiyum B'Torah's Vadai on the Lonim of Pundik Yipar, as opposed to saying what I'm saying, which is that it's a kind of Safek Roe, in which case, as if it was a Safek, you might usually say, therefore it's not Roe. And what I'm saying is, because it's only that little, the mechanism that makes it Re'iya, namely the two or three, whatever you want to call it, factors of the Ron Rutenberg, that's all alive and well. We're just not sure, you know, whether to push the button, you know, what it really applies here, because the circumstances of Lana Ima Bapundiki, right, is still different than Heine Yuchin Heine be in the context of a Harayat Mukadashas Likidushin. So that's basically what I'm going to try and explain a little better, hopefully. So therefore, it's Safek Enekiyum rather than Safek, and therefore Vada Enekiyum. That's kind of what I'm going to suggest. But in order to do that, I just want to add one or two points very quickly, contrasting Kamikaski. So, again, I'm sorry to go a little out of order, but you get the idea. Okay. Good. A couple of things before we get there. We spent a lot of time on the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvos. So I tried to show that the three or four additional comments that the Ramban makes and the Rambam's potential response to them are all the Shitaso. I don't need to review that. What I do need to add is that it also works out very nicely in the Chiddush Ramban on our Sugya. Again, we all know the stira between the Sugya and Sanhedrin and the Sugya and Shavuos that the Bali Tosis in both places deal with. But just as an interesting additional note, the Ramban has two deos, essentially, on our daf about what to do with that stira. And kind of, you know, which of the two sugyos, let's say, is the more dochek one, and which is the more pashut one. And the Ramban himself very clearly, decides or rules that our sugya, the first day is that, you know, kind of the, well, you know, you can explain our sugya, but kind of Sanhedrin is default correct, namely you should be mechalik between dina mamonos and dina nefashos. But the Ramban himself says the eino nirali klal or something like that, and ends up saying very clearly that the Sanhedrin sugya is the dochak sugya. And it's only because, and some of the other Rishonim say this as well, but it's interesting, Ramban weighs both, it's only because the Gemara there initially thought that it would be very hard to read the Mishnah, that you need Iyum regarding Umdana in Dina Nefashos, implying that there has to be a situation where Omeid, you know, works in Dina Mamadas. He says, well, the Maskana, once the Gemara says what it says about Eid Mipiaid in the Sugya and Sanhedrin, because Eid Mipay doesn't work in Mamon or in Nefashos. So we now see that Mishnah in Sanhedrin doesn't necessarily, you know, contrast in terms of effectiveness, you know, with Dine Mamonis. It just means, is there requirement of an Iyum? But before the Gemara thought that, so the Docha, they, you know, were pressed into saying that maybe in Eid Asumdana there's a difference between Mamon and Nefashos. But once we know that, Lamaskana, instead of saying Eid Mipay is the exception, and that typically, whatever you need to emphasize in the Fashos is because it is effective in Mamonos, the Ramban elects to say that actually our sugya is the Ikar. And that if Umdana works, it should work. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. If it works, it's because it's Yidiyah Mukhletes. And if it's Yidiyah Mukhletes, it should apply Beim B'Mamon, Beim B'Nefashos. If somehow it's lacking, then, you know, it's because it's not enough Raya. And you need Raya and Mamonos too. So that perspective, which is that our sugya is the default, correct one, and the sugya in Sanhedrin, you know, needs to be explained, but is dismissed, worked perfectly with Ramban and Sefer Mitzvos, who, if you remember, is saying, don't tell me about Eidus Umdana, because that's, you know, that's simply Vitzadik, but Umdana, I'm sorry, don't tell me about Eidus Mucheddes, that's Vitzadik, but Eidus Umdana is Vinoki, and so on and so forth, right? Because he really, really thinks that there's no difference when it comes to that between Mamon and the Fashos. And that everything is just about, you know, a level of idea, not, as opposed to what we were trying to explain, the Shitaso of the Rambam, which is that it is like Eidus Miuchedes, and that the whole din of Eidus Umdana limitation in nefashos is not so much that there isn't enough yediyah, but that since there, if there isn't yediyah, anything less, again, my response to Asher, anything less than yediyah muchlates, you know, is something which requires us to take a different tack when it comes to the quality of edus required in the fashion. So that's the tamei mitzvot. And then it becomes a din in benaki b'tzadik al taru, not so different from, you know, poskin b'skus and ein, you know, at a certain point not allowing the chova and the majority of two and the dayah and all the other things that we've been discussing where the Rambam is l'shitasa. So for the Rambam, you know, the idea that the sugya in Sanhedrin is the default and that our sugya is the dochak makes a lot of sense. So that is just something to note in terms of the relationship of those two things. In addition, I suggested that maybe a part of the, you know, consequence of the Rambam argument is Eidus Umdina, and we're not sure if that's true, you know, or not. But again, if I didn't make the point when I was thinking afterwards, it occurred to me I may have just missed emphasizing one point. And that is that in the Gemara in Sanhedrin about Kippa, the Gemara again has the Hasra, and it has it's Mucheddes, and it has Akashur B'Bedikos. But it's also important to emphasize, as some of the posts can do when they're talking about extending Kippa to other things, that the implication is that, you know, Eid Echad, for example, and certainly Hakchasha B'Chakiros, to be more to the point, wouldn't trigger Kippa, right? Because those are not just, you know, problems, you know, which derive from, let's say, B'Naki V'Tzadik Altarum, or, you know, the Shaftua Eda, the Tzilo Eda. They really are, to use Ramban-type terminology, they're more B'Naki problems, you know, then they are tzaddik problems. So the question which one yediyah below riyah or umdinas falls in should be seen in that context, and that's gufa where I'm suggesting that maybe that's a part of the argument between the Rambam and the Ramban. Okay. Natan mentioned the Marik the other day. So the Marik is something that the Achronim, you know, didn't like so much, or they took on a lot. But just what is this Marik? So the Marik is Shoresh Kuf Chaf Tes, and basically the Marik very much is in the line of the Ramban, just that he says what he says also for the Rambam, and not 100% correct about that. I just think that it's not compelling, and a lot of the Achronim thought it wasn't compelling, but he basically rejects, just if you should be aware of it, it's an important piece. He basically says three things that are important. One is that there's no distinction between different umdanos, which is not such a double pashut. But once you say that, you understand that if you don't paskin like Rabacha, if you paskin like the Chachamim, then all Eidus Umdana is ineffective. You're not going to say what I was suggesting for the Rambam and Diskei Mamon, which is that Ochar ben Agmalim, right, is not enough of a Yediyah. But in Ochanami, if you had more of a Yediyah, right, even if it wasn't a Yediyah Gemura, like I don't know whether you need, you know, Chabala Membam Medes, maybe there's something even in between those two things. I'm not sure, but certainly this is the first line. Imgi kasavta sheish amtalos rabos maros ala inyan haloyadua shapaskar rav alfas rabin Moshe v'hasmag de'en alocha kiravacha v'hu adin b'chol amtalos sheba'olam afilu kagon kibiyotze da'idishim ben sheta. What's important about Marik is that he also makes clear that, in his opinion, the Shimon ben Shetach case is a stronger umduna than the Ocher ben Agmalim case. And his point is that there's no difference between umdunos. Again, I don't know what he'd say about Yediyah Muchletas, but certainly short of that, there's no difference. And two, that there's no difference between Mamon and Nefashos, as we'll read in a second. But once you think that an umdana is unreliable, you know, short of being factual, it's harder to distinguish between umdanas and the fashos. That's the second point. The third point is that this is true even for the Rambam, and that that's what the Rambam means in this kemamon, right? And basically ignoring Hilchos Eidus Perek Yud Zayin and the connection to umdana, in other words, Sefer Mitzvos and Hilchos Sanhedrin. So that is also here. He says, "Ve'ein lomar dehainu dafka b'dinei nefashos dechsiv v'shofto ha'edo v'itzilu." Again, the Rambam likes v'naki v'tzadik al tarog, but as we know, a lot of the chilukim between mamon and nefashos in the Gemara are based on v'shofto ha'edo v'itzilu ha'edo. Okay. Aval b'dinei mamonos be'umda rabba kihadishim ben shetach hazinim basrei dimkein yikshalach shuas ha'edos vim isa di'eshel chalik ben mamonos l'nefashos again, this is so interesting because, again, like the Ramban, what he's saying is, our sugya is the default. Anybody who's bothered by our sugya could just say, well, what about Sanhedrin? Right. Sanhedrin is dismissed as an anomaly by these Rishonim. I don't think for the Rambam. For the Rambam, I think it's the opposite. Elavadai ein lechalek umid chazina bedina nefashos lazina basar umdina afilu ba umdina rabba kihadashim ben shetach. They often got the pshita she ein lecha umdina demucha gadol mizeh. Strong statement about shim ben shetach. It's not that it's lacking in compelling character. Hu adim bedina mamanis the rabbanan de pligi ad rabacha. Got a big leap. The hilchosa kavasayu. Afagav the perak yechadini mamonis Sanhedrin have a boilem emer afagav the ravacha ozer basam mamon moda bedina nefashos appears shvatos of b'shvuos the sugi the shvuos muchuk behedja the ein lechalik. Once again, in other words, don't bother me with Sanhedrin. That's the bedochak sugya. That's only the havamina. Even Sanhedrin turns around after what they say about eid mepiei, which is not pashut at all, and I don't think the Rambam thought it was true. But oh, to be told, Chayit the Sanhedrin, Gufa Yeshal Chiyak, the Ein Lechalek Ben Umdina, the Shim Ben Shetach, Afagav the Haba Umdin Rabba, the Shar Umdinos. There's another interesting read on the Sugi and Sanhedrin, that even the Sugi and Sanhedrin implicitly, keyword implicitly, turned its back on all of this. Ela Vadai, Tzar Chomar, the Pshita, the Talmuda, the Rabbanan, the Ravacha, Lo Ozel Basar, Shum Umdina, Afilu Chayit the Shim Ben Shetach. Im Kain. The Fimai, the Kaimelon Prabhan and the Rabbah, Allah is in a Basso Shemomain. The Chain Yeshla Dakdek Milishon Rabbeinu Moshe, but Perak Shmini Niske Momon. That's key. That's the other point I just said. All the Mdinas are the same. Ein Lechalek Bein Momonus and Nefashos. The Sugin Sanhedrin, the Sugin Shvuas, the Sugin Shvuas is the Ikar. Sanhedrin, there are like Remuzim that even they didn't take it seriously or they turned their back on it. And even the Rambam, based on his language or based on his Psak, and Niske Momon, holds this way, ignoring the other Rambams. Mid the Messiah, Ad Shiur Enim Ksherim, V'lo Mafligo Afilo Belori Aseidim, Kigon Bumdana Rabba Kedishim Ben Shetach Shmamina, Leis Shum Umdana Afilo Nidin Imamonos, and so on. Ah, Afagav the Kos of Mordechai B'Tshuv. Doesn't it sound from the Tshuvos Maimunios, you know, that maybe there are differences, the Seder Nashim, Mitocha Mashim, the Sfirle Karabacha, or at least, even the Rabbanan agree there are Umdanos, in Mamonos, Samia lahai mikame kulahanu rabasa jevesi la'el. You can dismiss that view of the Maram, you know, based on all the other piles of evidence that he has channeled. Va'od hechad ikip plukted rabasa amina matzah mechavar levaraya od nogu krav alfis hechad alunecha kol of tosis gamashim mechalik trem vendina mamnis lindini pasha so yikshol dvarai. Okay, and then finally, then he asks, aye, but we find in the Gemara numerous cases where even in Dina Nefashos Azina Basar Umdana, that's an important question, which is kind of under the surface of this whole topic. We do go Basar Rov or Basar Umdana, you know, in terms of not assuming that somebody's already a walking trefa, you know, and so on and so forth. So here is Mechalik, and this is very, very important, of course, between two things. Right, that's not the chiluk. Ela afilu hachiluk kashabit. Devadai. Kol ekasham ma'isa mevurar etzal adayanim. Ela she'anu mesupakim ba'umdan das hanosein or alocher or amegarsha azina basar umdana. Aval heched elonis barer gufa ma'isa etzal adayanim kahid degamal ocher de'en yadua im nagcho im lav ela mitoch omed b'havadai pligra banaled rabacha the kaimel and kavasayu. The Teda the Kainu the Lodami Hai Umdana the Rabacha the Shar Umdana Shabbatalmud Share Elabadai and so on. Basically, he's Mechalek between the role of Umdana in establishing that there was a Maisa HaMechayev that he thinks across the board, muminus nefashos, quality of umdinah, we never ever say. However, when it comes to etnai lechiyuv, like reading the guy's mind, oh, did he have enough ratzon? Well, when it comes to like dvarim shebelev issues, right, or other hagdaros, was he a treifa? You know, what was his status at the moment? You know, not the maisa hamechayev. The maisa hamechayev needs ri'iya, right? Conditions, other conditions for ptur or for chiyuv are something that can be established as long as there's no serious latest asafek al yidei umdana. Right? So that is an important perspective as well. Okay, so that's interesting to Marik. The Mordechai, yeah.
Just go back for a second.
Sure.
Can you explain again what the connection between the Ramban's Sak, like Tigmar's Inshuis, is with the fact that he thinks that either something was hidden in Naki?
Yeah. He thinks that that Eidus Umdun is a din in tzaddik. I'm sorry, Eidus Mucher is a din in tzaddik, and Eidus Umdana is a din in naki. I think what the Ramban is saying in Sefer Mitzvos is, you just don't, this is not a technicality, right? The Eidus Umdana. It's just inadequate. You just can't rely on it. It's not reliable testimony. And if it's not reliable testimony, that's more of a reason to think that it can't work in Dinyam Amnes either, because you need reliable testimony in Dinyam Amnes too. If it was a din and tzaddik, you know, then we would say, oh, it's a dine nefashos technicality, for whatever reason. Maybe an exceptionally high standard, you know, or some other, you know, the perception of people, whatever it is. But this is something that is just lacking. It's not compelling on a pragmatic level. So if that's the case, that you're not going to get kippah from that, for example, right? But by the same token, that's what makes you convinced. Ramban says that line about Naki and Tzaddik to explain that, well, what does A have to do with B? What is Umdana? These are two different dinim, from two different, even from according to the Mechilta, which is anyways an Asmarta, from two parts of the Pasuk. If you really think that both of these dinim should be counted in Minyan and Mitzvos, which probably they shouldn't, they should be counted separately. And then the Ramban goes on in the continuation of his critique of the Rambam to say, and by the way, there's no difference between Mamanus and Nefashos, because Umdana wouldn't work in Mamanus either. But that I was trying to explain at the time, Lashitaso, because if he thinks that it's Naki, not just Tzaddik, then it's not going to work in Mamanus either. Now I'm just adding that the Ramban, when he was trying to resolve the stira between Shavuos and Sanhedrin, so he starts off one way, and then he says, no, that's not the pshat. The real pshat is that Shavuos is the real sugya, and Sanhedrin is just bedochak, when the Gemara like was desperate, because they thought if you're ma'ayim for dini nefashos on any point, then that implies that it works in dini mamonos. But once the Gemara realized, based on Eid Mipiyed, that isn't the case, because Eid Mipiyed doesn't work in Dini Mamanus either, so then that whole docha, there's no counter pressure for it anymore. So the whole sugya in Sanhedrin is just dismissed.
According to our logic, wouldn't it be better to sign the Gemara because that's the sugya that minimizes the Dini Mamanus?
It doesn't minimize Dini Mamanus. That sugya seems to imply that even if Eid Mipiyed doesn't work in the Fashos, it might work in Mamanus.
Yeah, but according to the Gemara in Shavuos, Rav thinks it works for everything.
Right, and we don't paskin like Rabacha, therefore we think it works for nothing.
Yeah, but the Rabbanan and Bolsa get things that don't work for anything.
Not necessarily. Maybe in the Pashtos, I would say, that the Rabbanan, if the Rabbanan and Rabacha both hold, that in theory, it might work more for Mamanus and Pashtos, just whether the question is whether Okar ben Agmalim is something that works in Mamanus. But the idea in the Mishnah, which is that there's Iyum for Mamon, there's Iyum for Nefashos implying that it works in Mamon, that is something that can work, maybe even according to Rabbanan.
The Gemara says Dafka, that's why it's like Rabacha.
Right, because we don't know in the Rabbanan that it works. We don't, in the Rabbanan, we only know what doesn't work. In Rabacha, at least we know there's a case that does work. Uh-huh. Right. That's what I'm suggesting. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. I'm taking the bit, I guess, not so much the Ravacha Rabbanon technically, but what the bigger picture, which is the Gemara in Sanhedrin considers the possibility of distinguishing Mammon and Avashos. And the Gemara in Shavuos does not. It thinks that if it works in Mammon, it should work in Avashos. And I'm just pointing out that the Ramban is very comfortable with our Gemara and dismisses Sanhedrin.
But he's super uncomfortable with the Ravacha Shita and our Gemara.
Say again?
At least the Ravacha and the Gemara in
you're saying what Adam's saying. Oh, it's just Ravacha.
I'll say, well, at least the Shita that thinks that it comes in a works in Sanhedrin just thinks it works for Mammonos. In our Gemara, it thinks it works for Vashos. Actually, so much more problematic.
Right, in a way, what I'm saying is, ironically, for the Ramban, that's good. Because the issue is whether or not it's Nucky or not. If it's Nucky, then it doesn't work for Mammonos either. If it's not Nucky, maybe it's not even, then maybe it's not a problem of Tzaddik either. But the Ramban doesn't say it's not Nucky, you know, but if it were Nucky, you know what I'm saying? Or, I'm sorry, it's not Nucky, it's Nucky, you know, but if it weren't, then, you know, at minimum, it would be Tzaddik. He's not saying that. It seems like he's saying either it works for both or it doesn't work for any, because the real issue is whether you just have an adequate testimony or not. It's like a lack of drishos v'chakiros. It's not like a lack it's not like a case of akhasha v'bedikos or post-gemenatzad or soser misadin. That's a suggestion. Okay. The Mordechai in Perakah Omer, also quoted by the Beit Shmuel, we'll discuss the Beit Shmuel in a minute, seems to, in the matter of Ishus, again, consider the possibility that there's a difference between a compelling umdana and a non-compelling umdana. I mean, that there are shiurim in umdana. And it doesn't seem like the Mordechai at all, you know, thinks that this is limited to hein hein ediyichud, hein hein edibiyah. Not technically and quantitatively as, you know, the shiur in a compelling umdana, and not, you know, certainly something more. So from the Mordechai, the impression that you would get in terms of Rishonim is that there would be Eidos Umdana if it was powerful or effective enough. Maybe even in the Fashos, or is that only in Mamos? That is not as clear. That sheet of the Mordechai, as we noted, is contrasted in the Beit Shmuel. We'll read the Beit Shmuel inside in just a second. It's contrasted with the Tshuvas HaRashba, but it's clear from what the Beit Shmuel is quoting that he really meant the Maram, as Rabbi Kiveger points out, Maram Rotenberg. And I was also just pointing out that that equation between the two, I think, is because the Ramah gave prominence to the Tshuvas HaRashba. It's like a bit of a psychological, you know, association. Yeah, they're the ones who think, you know, that Heine de Yichud is a totally separate and independent category. Okay. So now let's turn our attention to having, you know, established again a bit of a wider perspective to Inyane Ishus itself. So, number one, let's talk about the Minchas Chinuch very quickly, because Adam already brought it up. So the Minchas Chinuch in Reish Tei, what is it, Reish Samach Zayin? What did I say it was? What is it? Reish Samach Vav, sorry. Right? Reish Samach Vav, Oz Tes Vav, talks about Heinein and Yichud Heinein Ibiya. I guess I'm going to augment what I said a second ago, just to, you know, add a little bit to it. So I think the Minchas Chinuch's discussion really helps us a lot, you know, in terms of you know, triggering, you know, response, right? So he starts off by saying that Paragimel Hilchos Ishus Halacha Hey sounds like, and it is true. If you just read Paragimel Halacha Hey, it's hard to know what to say. Anybody have language in the Rambam? Gimel Hey. So let's just finish all these things off. Anybody have it? Moshe, you have it?
Yeah.
What's the language?
Okay.
bin shabbat alav kedarka bin shabbat alav shabbat kedarka harizim kedeshes.
That's Gimel Hay.
Yeah.
So what does it sound like?
You just see the
does it sound like the Eda Yichud, that the Yichud is enough, or that...
It sounds like you also have to do...
It's not so clear.
Yeah, it sounds, I would guess, more...
Again, the key line, read that line, one line again. Yeah, Bifnei Shnei Edim.
It sounds like that's going on the
east side. The Yichud is Bifnei Shnei Edim, and then it says Uboala. So does that mean that the Edim only see the Yichud? Or do you mean the Edom would stick around and they have to see Tchilas Hara'a, in other words, Bia? By the way, the Michas Chinuch says, you should know on the. Okay, so this is one. Now the Gemara does use the expression on Samach Hamad Beis and Kedushin, Hein Hein Edi Yichud, Hein Edi Bia. Okay. Lono Imo B'Pundiki is the other Suga, that's the Suga in Pe'alifum and Beis in Gittin. But that's a case, you know, just again, Meirosh now we know. Where it's not like he said Arayat Mekudeshesli, they all got together, they paid for the hall, you know, they chose the proper Masada Kedushin, and there's a certain context. It's more like they had this acrimonious bitter divorce, you know, Kalila, but let's just dramatize it a little bit. You know, they took ads in the newspaper, you know, defaming each other, and then they found themselves on a snowy night. Lanima Bipundaki, and the question is whether or not the old connection between them was rekindled or not. Lanima Bipundaki. So you can understand that on a quantitative level, at least, that those are different. And again, the Gemara does make a distinction between had they been, only Rossos, or they were actually Chuppa, right? So clearly, it's short of Kiddushe Bia, but it's something more than Erusin or strangers. There's a certain background to that, and there too the Gemara says Hein Ene Yichud, right? Hein Ene Bia. Then you have the Gemara about Kederach HaMenafim. That's the Gemara in Makos. That's Zayin. It seems like there's two days in the Gemara. Depends on Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfon, the Chachamim in the Mishnah. Right? Maybe it depends on that. The question again is how you paskin. Do you really need kemach chol b'shvo feres? The Gemara there says that derech shchiva is kederech hamenafim. The pashtus is no separate category of derech shchiva, right? Just in terms of the evidence, it's derech shchiva means hein edi yichud, hein edi bia. But the Gemara does say derech shchiva, and Minchas Chinuch thought that in between hein edi yichud and kemach chol b'shvo feres is derech evarim or derech shchiva. We already mentioned Eli's Zecher Yitzchak, right, who makes it seem like, again, like the Sota Kinu Yistira background, where Derech Evarim, might be enough given the context, or given the Safek, let's see, that it turns into Bia. And as we'll see in a moment, the Minchas Chinuch thinks that in terms of the issue that we're talking about, quantitatively, there's a difference in terms of establishing Re'ia. He likes the idea between Re'ia Shkiba, not because Shkiba plays a different role in the Mechayev, and Hein Hein Idiot. That's the background information of all of this. So the so it's fascinating when you look at the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Hey that it's a little bit ambiguous. So the Minchas Chinuch's own, what I'd say was Tesvav, own perspective is initially to think that the Rambam requires Hinei HaMekadosh B'Bia Isha B'Bia, Mabur B'Rambam, and so on. U'misyachin imo b'fnei edim, because of Rav Magid, who migitin azorei pe'alafom edbeis, heine deichon heine deibia, v'cheinu batur. U'be'emes lashon Rambam batur, misyachin imo u'bo'ala, nira afilo habia tzricha gam kein liyos b'fnei edim. Ach, lashon ha'shulchan aruch misyachin imo, nira b'ya einu tzricha b'fnei edim, k'mo shukas of Rav Magid. So the Minchas Chinuch starts off by helping us a lot, in a way, just not unintentionally, by telling us that the Rambam in Gimel Hay isn't so simple, and it's not so simple to read it like the Magen Mishnah, or like the Shulchan Aruch, which is that it means the Edom on the Yichud. It sounds a little bit like the Rambam is being ambiguous, and may even, if you only had that Rambam, be projecting that the Edom need to see the Maisa Bia. Why do I say that helps us? I mean, after all, he says L'chor Tzarchiyon Harama Matzmo Perik Yud Michos Gerishan Alach Yitzayin V'chein B'shuchan Aruch Sham Pasek Damagarish Yishu Ru'uya Shenivala V'ru'uya Shenivala Harei B'cheska Shenivala Shem Kiddushin Ayin Shem Be'shmul Ayin Tzricha Get, and so on. And then the Ram himself says, right, you know, the Achad said, "Kosov Rambam de below Ruha Shenivala Raksim Shachid Bifne Edim Koshen the Kiddushin Shem Nivala Heine de Yichud Heine de Bia." So Kolam Makadosh Bia Einot Tzorich Livol Bifne Edim Mefuris Bedvarav Kedivre Ragam Mishav Hashulchan Aruch Shekasavnu Leel. Right. So again, this is what's so great, because the Minchas Chinuch, by sharing with us that, you know, it sounded differently in the Rambam and Ishus than his clarification in Nukhas Gerushin. Right. He's bothered by it all. But for me, this is an opening to say the following. Maybe what the Rambam is really saying is, in light of the impression or the ambiguity in Perek Gimel, combined with the clarification, right, in Hilchos Gerushin, is saying that Al Pidin, right, it's not that Edi Yichud is enough, or Edi Yichud is an Umdana, that there was a Maisabiyah, but that Heinad Yichud is the Hagdara of Re'iyas Bias Kiddushin. Okay? Then he adds, Al Kaponim and Uroim Dadasa Ramam Dirak Choshin Belovadai Mukudeshes. This is Adam's question. Right? Hilchos Gerushin sounds like the Safek. The Chen Kotz of Akre is a Beferish, Arei Rak Safek. Im Kein Nirad Elo Hava Chazaka Alimta. Kivin Din Nisyachid Vadei Boil. Vzeh Hava Chazaka Alimta. Dim Boil Bevadei Eno Sabila Sabilas Nos. Your question exactly, right? No?
Yeah.
Not your question? If the Rambam says in Hilchos Gerushin that it's a Safek, then how can be a Vadai for Kiddushin in Perek Gimel?
I'm not asking about the steer, I'm asking just Lefi Rebbe's Kol Mahalich. This is like a virtual Re'iyah. How does it make sense?
Okay. So, Betzorach L'Tareitz, his answer is, Bishlom bin Nisyachid Stam Lo Amrin and Vadai Nivala. Meaning the technical answer is that in one case, in addition to the fact that they have a previous physical relationship, that this is a very powerful, you know, compulsion, right, due to that, there's also the fact that there's no acrimony, there's no bad history, and on the contrary, their whole They're in this idyllic, you know, framework of impending, not impending nuptials, of being miskadesh in this manner, right? So that puts it over the top. But that's his answer, basically. Ach mikamokam tzarchiim deladasa rabba magid ibecheskas eishasish gemura, right? V'nerogin aleha vein darka lahotzi din kaza mitzala svara. The Minchas Chinuch is just asking the following two questions. Right? Number one, you know, if there's a suffix in Lana Ima Bapundiki and the consequences are nefashos, so, like, how can anybody be so certain, even in Hilchosishos? B, you know, Lemaisa, and whatever you want to say with the Tshuva, the Meram Rittenberg, in the end of the day, is it not conceivable that you have all this passion and all this intention and so on and so forth, and this prospective anticipation of people saying, oh, this is, you know, likely what's happening here or about to happen here, and at the end of the day it doesn't happen? Right? No one seems to say that it's Safei Kiddushin. On the contrary, this is the Amani. This is the Kiddushin Shel Torah. Especially for the Rambam, remember, for the Kiddushin people of last year, right? I mean, Kesef is Midivrei Sofer, whatever that means. Shtar, you know, that's the Tshuva, the Rambam, to the Chachmei Lonil. Those are people who weren't here last year, you know, don't have to know this, but, you know, when the Chachmei Lonil said to the Rambam, if you're calling Kesef Divrei Sofrim only because it's part of the Yud Gimel, it was derived from Yud Gimel Lamidos, why don't you think Shtar is Divrei Sofer? And the Rambam's response is, on that level, you're totally right, except that the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Tes, you know, proves to me that that in the hierarchy, shtar is higher than kesef. Because the Gemara had a havamina thinking that the only possible way of kiddushin daraisa is alone with one single is bishtar, and the kesef and bia require each other. Okay, great. So for all people, the Rambam, in a way, and this is every time the Rambam, I'm adding this. Minchas Chinuch's question is: if there's some level of suffek in lana b'pundiki, how can we be badai in nefashos? You know, in gimel hay. Right? That's his question. And my question, and number two, you know, Lemaisa, you know, if you took a poll, this is less than Shimon ben Shetach. Or it's the equivalent of Shimon ben Shetach. But it's not more. This is not Vadai. This is not Shavuos Membam Mebeis. Right? So what gives? Right? I'm adding. And for the Rambam of everybody, of all people, remember that in Perushim Mishnayos and Kiddushin Beis Amid Aleph, this is for the last year people, or for the 2 years, 3 years ago people, right? In Sefer HaMitzvos, in Perek Aleph Hilchos Ishus, and in Perek Gimel Hilchos Ishus, when the Rambam mentions the three Darkei HaKiddushin, he never just says our three Darkei Kiddushin. He always, right, very... In retrospect, intentionally formulates the subtle differences between them. Right? Kesef, that outside, in my words now, kesef, that outside import from the world of Dine Mamanus, you know, it works. You know, shtar, you know, which is a kinyan, it's a cold, you know, kinyan-esque, you know, method of kiddushin, but an internal one at that, an Eben Ezer one, you know, v'yatzav ha'isa, makish ha'vaya li'itziya, not an outside import at least, that's kiddusha. That's a method of kiddusha. Bia, the quintessential Torah she'bichsav, idyllic way to be makadesh. So the idyllic way to be makadesh, and according to the Rambam line, the Or and Hechos Gerishin, it's the one with holes in it, and it's only a safek. Or it barely reaches the threshold of Vadai. So what I think the answer is, in all of this, is what I was saying, which is that the Rambam's ambiguity in Perek Gimel and the answer to the Minchas Chinuch's questions, it's a legal answer, not a pragmatic answer. Namely, because this is Derech HaTorah, and because... there's an Iser to be seen, Kimbakcho Bishvofer, using that line in the Tshuvas Maimonios. And because of the anticipation, and so on and so forth, more than anything else, this is the Hagdara of Bri'iyah. There are Edekiyum on Tchilas Via through the Yichud. And nothing else matters. Is it a little fascinating, you know, that it's possible, that it's not inevitable, and nonetheless it's considered Re'iya? Yes. But at the end of the day, there are Edekiyum. And if there are Edekiyum Bere'iya, right, then the way to look at, to answer Adam's question, you know, the comment of the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, is that it's not a suffek and therefore there's no Edekiyum, right? It's a suffek Edekiyum, and therefore there's a suffek Ishus. We're not sure whether the acrimony, you know, cancels out the heinein eidichud sufficiently, but the nature of the suffek is such that it's a suffek kiddushin, not a suffek, and therefore vadai no kiddushin. Mashal amado v'doma. By the way, although they're not hol b'hatalia, the Tshuvas Maimonios, if anybody noticed, I think we didn't read that line in the end. We didn't get a chance. Tshuvas Maimonios, do you remember the end? There's a line about Zorak. He says, how come when there's, you know, one person who says Karov La, and the other person, you know, says Lo Karov La, right? Why isn't that just exactly this question? Why isn't that Vadai no Kiddushin?
He says it's only me Derabanan.
What's Drabanan?
That,
yeah, he doesn't say Drabanan.
In the beginning of the Tshuva.
In the end, he doesn't say it. What does he say? He said there's a Maisa Kedushin here. Right? Do you have a line? Okay. Yeah. He says there's a Maisa Kedushin here. It's just a suffix whether it's effective. Right? That's a terrific line. This, of course, is something we're very, very, you know, familiar with in the world of Kedushin and other, you know, situations. Namely, the percentage of the suffix could be the same. There could be 50% chance that it's good or it's no good. But there are different types of sfeikos. Is there a suffix in the, whether there's a suffix Maisa Kedushin? Or is there a suffix whether the Maisa Kedushin is chal? Right? Is it another way to say it? It's Kedushin misafik or it's safik Kedushin? Now again, what dictates that? The lamdas, always. Is that always obvious, absent reconstruction? Very difficult sometimes. If you ask me, is the problem of korov lo, korov la, a problem in the mice? One says it's a mice Kedushin, the other says there's no mice Kedushin. But the line in the Meram Rutenberg is not that way. It's, there's a Maisa Kedushin. The question is whether or not, you know, if there's a Chalos Kedushin. It doesn't say those words. You have the line? Yeah. Who, you have it there? Ariel, go ahead. It's what, he said, what is it? It's one guy saying this Kedushin, the other one saying not. And Mekadish Bifnei Edechad Ein Choshen the Kedushin. So it should be Vadai no Kedushin. Correct?
Yeah.
Go ahead. In other words, in the Rajba type case of the Esrog, what are the chances in each case that there was a proper Kiddushin Kame Shmaya Galia? Right? The Rajba case? Or even the case that the, you know, or the Shneim, or the Zorek Lo, Zorek Lo case. That one should be a Safek, the other should be a Vadai no Kiddushin. Forget what's Rabban and what's Raisa for the moment. It doesn't really matter to me. I'm interested in the Sod here. I would say the Esro case, reconstruction-wise, if you want to know what factually took place, I would say the Zorak Law, in terms of Chalos HaIshus, is 50-50. And I would say that in the Esro case, you know, you've got a, you know, no latest asafek about what really happened, or 80%, or 73.2%, whatever it is, a much higher percentage, if you ask me. Right? Just like, well, I'll apply in a second. The answer is, though, the difference is that in one case, right, there's no Maisa Kedushin Safek whether it's Chal. We just don't know if anything happened at all. But, and this is the Chiddush of Meram Rutenberg in this Tshuva, right? But in the case of Zara, both agree there was a Maisa Kedushin, just that there's a Machlokas whether or not, you know, it's there's a Chalos Kedushin, whether it meets the conditions to be effective. So what I'm saying, quite independently, because I'm just using the parallel, I'm not saying it's the... What I'm saying is that the Rambam Shita is that there's Eidus Re'iyah here, and that even in the case of Lonim Abupundiki, right, the suffix is whether or not there's Kiddushin Beide Kiyum. Not suffix whether or not there's Kiddushin because we don't know that there are Eide Kiyum. And therefore, I think the Rambam is absolutely l'shitaso. Now, the Mirkas Chinuch goes on to say, So the Mirkas Chinuch goes on to say, that Yichud, his explanation of Meram Rutenberg is that Yichud is Re'iyah Mamish, exactly what I've been saying. Except he's not so thrilled by it. Here. Everybody have that line? Minchas Chinuch? Oh, by the way, let me just say this. the Minchas Sinuch himself doesn't say. I mean, Minchas Sinuch is bothered by this. He just says, I'm a voice in the desert, you know, and you know, no one's going to listen to me. But he's mistopic about all this. So he himself says, Achmi Yachlo Galeim, right? Aval bin Nisyachi v'chud Achar Agerishin Mefurish Lehejid Abasafek, like we just explained, I'm trying to explain it. Imke Nimabal v'isha modim shalo nibala b'vadei ruyim lios nemanim d'bemokam d'leka chazaka idakot b'isurim apilu b'davar shebe'erba. The Michas Chinuch has a chiddush, which you could argue with, and that is, since he himself thinks all of this is pretty shady, right? I mean, he doesn't understand exactly why it should work, even as a safek, certainly as a vadai. So he says, let's say the Baal V'isha and Lanam Yibakundiki both said nothing happened. So will we believe them or not? He says we would believe them. I'm not so sure. Because I think that, to answer Adam's question, it couldn't be like Safek Kiddushin, it would be Vadai lacking in Ikiyum, unless we looked at it the way I'm suggesting we look at it. And because of that, I don't think that the Hodas Baldin of the Baal V'isha should affect that. Okay. The Ayin Evan Ezer Simon Chav Zayin Chalkas Machoke Binyane Lishni the Vesapki Nemonim Shalohi Binu Alkein Eni Mi Maybe Lashon Beit Shmuel She Maybe Shulti Givorim Dim Shnei Modim Shaloh Nibala Nemonim. He's pointing out the Beis Shmuel disagrees. He says, I don't get the Beis Shmuel because there's only a Safek. Why is the Beis Shmuel comparing that to a situation where, you know, it's a question? They said, oh, we didn't mean that. When we said, you know, we want to get married, we really meant we want to, you know, we want to go to the circus together. I don't know, whatever they know. They can't do that. We don't believe them. But that's what they meant. They both say, Shnei Amodin. Because objectively, you have the circumstances of Kiddushin, or at least Safek Kiddushin. So the Minchas Chinuch L'shitaso doesn't get it. But L'dati, that's exactly the point. Okay. Midibri HaTosus Begitin, Tamad Beit Shmuel D'Lor Minin Heinen Yichud Heinen Debiya Beit Shammai Kivin Esabri D'Lor Yigarish Adam Elim Kein Matzah Bayar Bastabar Al Kein Mezuemes Be'ena V'Lor Minin Deba Muchach Midibrem D'Davka Mitam Mezuemes Aval Mitam Yisar Sota. No, you would say Heinen Yichud Im Kein B'Chai B'Lav Anami Yemor Reh B'Kudash Yisli B'Nis Yached Hare Yishas Kemura Yishas Hish Kemura Kekal Anashim. This is asking the question, does the din of Heinen Yichud Heinen Debiya work for Malkus? Right? For Chai V'Lavin? That's question number one. And question number two, does it work for Misa? Like, once she's an Eishes Ish, if she is Bogedes, is she Chai Misa? Because then you're going to have a situation where Eishes Umdina works for Malkus and for Nefashos. So this is where he mentions what I mentioned the other day. Hinei Gabi Kiddushin, Afshe B'komokom Tzrichim Edim Liritz Maisa Kiddushin, B'komokom B'biyam B'vur B'rajba, the Efshar Liros Kamako Bishwa Paris ain't Sarak Liros Abia. Gamishoma Eish bin Ores famous Sarah. He's quoting the, he means the Marm Rutenberg. Vayin Bebe Shmuel. Im Kane, Lefize, Mamar Lechai Velab, and Arait Mekudesh, that's been his Yachid, Chutz to have Eish Ishli Amma, right? Gamma Isha Isha Lokan Abia, the Chai Velab, or the Shar Shitos, Lokan Bishim Loikach. After Chai Velabkus, Misa Tsarak Lios Re'ia Mamish. This is the Minchas Chinuch suggesting that when it comes to Znus, Yichud isn't enough. You need Derech Shriba. Right. Which may be true, may be a correct diuk, but if that's true, in the context of Znus, where there's no previous relationship, does that mean that is Ede Yichud in Lonim of Kundakim Yisafek and in Kiddushin Paragim Halacha Hey the equivalent, let's say, of Shechiva in Znus? Or are qualitatively these two different things? the emes lechor tzarichiyun, kiven the din of hashu tzarich reiya dafka. I feel ba umdeno samalchichos harbe ein horgin, ein baramban perik chafuchus sanhedrin alacha aleph. In kein hechin erogim b'shochvim zalze. So nira, he rak chazaka v'lo riya mamish. Al korchach tzarich lomar the bekai gavna kiven to have a keish bin the ores have a mamish kireiya. Aval yichud after matzina begemar gam kein hay and so on. Basically, with the Michas Chinuch, I don't want to take the time, goes on to say, he says this idea. He says it for Shechiva. He admits that the Makoros, right, in Paragimel, Halachay, and others, seem to imply that this idea that the Umdana is Re'iya applies to Hena the Yichud as well. He just cannot reconcile it with the fact that A, right, we all know that there can be cases of yichud b'libia, and B, that the Rama himself admits that lanu pundagi is only a safek. So the Minchas Chinuch himself is comfortable with this idea that the umdana of shchiva leading to bia is a ri'iya. He admits that some of the makoros imply that hu adin legabe yichud. But that he thinks he's uncomfortable with and sees that as a shiur and yediya rather than as a din ri'iya. In my opinion, you know, even if the Rambam only meant shechiva in znus, the yichud of hilchos gerushin and hilchos ishus is the equivalent of the shechiva of isurei bia. And I'm suggesting it also solves some of these other problems. Agav, the Minchas Chinuch, also suggests that whether heinah the yichud will work for Chayvei Lavin, for Malkus, and for Misa, in terms of Begida, either depends on whether you see it as Re'iyah Mamish, this issue, or that's where he quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin about Huchsak Al Yedei Eidachal. That might be, and I already mentioned that there are other Rambams in Yisrei Bia, and the question whether we distinguish between Nefashos and Malkus, or between the applications, and so on. Yeah, sure.
So just further on, are we saying that in Lanei Mokupundiki, that there's a Vadai Maisa Kibushin, but that there's a Safik, whether they're in Kiyum on that Maisa?
I'm saying that we look at it as a Kiddushin V'Safik, rather than we look at it as a Safik Kiddushin. Or you can switch those, depending on which you think. Meaning we look at the fact that there is a kind of Eidei, or there's a Safik Eidei Re'iya, rather than saying the level of yediyah is even lower, and therefore it's vadai not ri'iyah, and it's vadai no good. That's the difficulty. Is the difficulty of the Minchas Chinuch, which is once you acknowledge safek, shouldn't you always say there's no way to kiyum by virtue of the fact that there's safek? There's vadai no way to kiyum, and what I'm suggesting is because I think that in theory you could have said that, even according to everything I'm saying, if you said that the difference between overcoming the acrimony of Lanayim of Pundiki as opposed to, the euphoria of, Harayat Mekudeshasli, bites into, the Re'iyah enough to make that only a Yediyah, which I think is what the Minchas Chinuch holds. Well, he doesn't like the Re'iyah even in the Harayat Mekudeshasli one, but okay. What I'm suggesting for the Rambam is clearly that is not the case. I'm reconstructing. And if I'm saying that there's still Safek Re'iyah is not a stira, is what I'm saying. And therefore there's Safek Kiddushin. Yeah.
What is the concept of Safek Re'iyah?
Of Safek?
Of Safek Re'iyah.
What I'm saying is, we're not sure whether the Lana Imba B'Puntiki is the equivalent of Harat Mekudeshasli. Let's say it's 50-50 about that. But instead of saying, therefore, it's Vadei not Re'iyah, although it's still a high level of yediya, but it misses out on the ri'iyah, what we're saying is we're not sure in this particular case. I think a way to say it would be, in this particular case, we don't know, the suffix is whether it's like, whether the circumstances are paragimel hilchos ishus halacha hay-esque, right, enough, right, or they don't. It's missing that. Since one side of the suffix is that there's a suffix ri'iyas kiddushin, you have to treat it as kedusha, as opposed to saying the quality of this umdana is deficient. Therefore, there's vadai no re'iyah, just like there's vadai no re'iyah in many other cases again, remember last year for the people who are here, right? When do you say this? When do you don't? We had numerous cases. Nosan Huvamrahi, right? The Rajba. Rajba is particularly big on this issue. You know, when do you say that when you have a safek, it's vadai no edikiyu? And when do you say the safek is whether you have edikiyu, whether it was a ma'isa kedusha? That's a broad question. I'm giving Tshuvas Maimonios as an example of that, right? So what I'm saying is that for the Rambam, the question is, in this particular lona ima bapundiki, or maybe objectively, in lona ima bapundiki questions, even though there's a difference between, let's say, the question is there really a difference between, in the particular case, or broadly speaking, gimel hay, and, or the question is, whether the difference in gimel hay and yud aleph, whatever, is sufficient that it downgrades what otherwise Alpidin would be a re'iyah into a yediyah. But because half the suffix is that it still is a yediyah, it's suffix kedusha, not vadai ein edikiyu. That's what I'm suggesting. Yeah.
So then why does he focus on kosher and shama nibbala? It's not like it's a suffix about the reality of whether she was nibbala.
Kosher and shama?
Nibbala.
Yeah, I mean, why? I mean, isn't that... We're more... If there's a greater reason to be kosher shama nibbala, right here.
I thought the whole point was that it's a halachic topic about whether this is considered to be a kiddush.
But again, this, right, 100%. But again, this goes back to the same point. If we didn't have any chashash, or if the chashash wasn't something that we would form, then this would be, you know, if it was yediyah mukhletes, then it would vadai be re'iyah gemura.
But it's still not a relevant factor, right?
Why?
Here
we have a chashash. In other places, we don't. There's no latest asafik, not that way. But is the chashash enough to say, Shema, he wasn't mekavein, Shema, there's no basis for a ma'isa kedushin, or the safek whether there was a ma'isa kedushin? Right? I think either way, you just can't get away, from Michaskino's question, which is whenever you have a safek like this, you would think that it's vadayin, lack of edikiyu. But Lishitaso, Ram doesn't think that is correct.
The whole thing's yediyah. The question doesn't start.
What do you mean?
If
not yediyah, technically, the question is whether or not the suffix about this particular yediyah, given the difference between Hilchos Ishus and Hilchos Gerushin, is sufficient to undercut what we're trying to accomplish with this particular Heinad Yichud Umdana. That's what I'm suggesting is going on. Absent that, I think Ibn Chaskino could be right. Okay. If somebody has a better or a different explanation, I'm open to it.
If you hold like Itamar, like the whole chat in the Rambam is all about Yediyah and Re'iyah as a Hechitim Sefer Yediyah.
I just think the evidence in that is totally against the language of the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs and Eidos and so on. Right. Even then, so where do you why if you have a Safek Yediyah, then why is there just no edikiyum? How does that help? I don't see actually how that helps
because
at all.
Because edikiyum isn't the Torah, Rashi, and the Ritva, and Rabbi Chaim.
If you say that, I think that's not true in the Rambam, especially not in Hilchos Ishus, because that's part of the topic too. In Hilchos Gerushin, I think that may be true. I will discuss it in just a minute anyway. But in Hilchos Ishus, I think that is totally not true. I mean, I think in Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam holds that edikiyum is the Ritva's edikiyum. In Hilchos Gerushin, I think it's possible. I think there are two ways to read the Rambam, but I think it's possible that the Rambam thinks more that it's Tzorech Biru. Right. Everything I'm saying is based on the assumption that that edikiyum is for the Rambam. In Hilchos Ishus is that status, which I think is also very good success. Okay. That's Minchas Chinuch. The other thing about the Minchas Chinuch is the other Minchas Chinuch is the one I mentioned. I think we talked about already. Sorry, we're running a little late. The Michas Chinuch and Pei Beis, we talked about that maybe it's only Din of Iser, Safik Ben Noach. Okay, that I think we talked about. Good. Now, getting back to Ishus, let's talk a little bit more about the Edei Kiyum issue and connection. So, first of all, just we had the Mordechai, who seems to say that in Ishus cases, even outside of Kiddush Ebiya, that you would say that an umdana demuchach would be effective, as long as it's a strong enough umdana. That's Mordechai, correct? This is also the view, but maybe even more extreme way, of the Tashbits. okay, which the Achronim, Kitzchei Tshuva, and others point to. So the Tashbetz is in Chela Gimel, Simen Pedalid. A certain case, this guy is really unhappy with this fellow. He thinks that the Masada Kedushin really messed up here, that he wasn't qualified. Hiskalta aso, lule pnei avicha, nocho eden, read aninose oska b'shevet anashim. Whoa, like he beat him up. Halo yadato, shemich eni odebativ gutin v'kedushin lo yehesek imayim, mishalo kara, masachet gitin v'kedushin, ech yishlach yado b'mesha afilu. Whoa, okay. He starts off with a whole poem. Maybe we'll have Asher, do an analysis for us. but he starts off with a whole poem about not a inspirational poem, but an angry, a venting angry poem. He feels that the Masada Kedushin who messed up this case and therefore caused suffering is somebody who was really incompetent. Anyways. But he says about the case, Hulo Ra Mesiras HaKedushin Biyah. The Edom, let's say, or one of the Edom looked away for a second. So he didn't really see both of the Edom didn't see the actual Maisa Kedushin. Oh. But everybody was there. It's pretty clear. It's perfectly clear what happened. Just not the physical seeing of the handing of the ring was missing. Edo Zu Eino Mebatelas HaKedushin Shekim Sheniskadsha B'Oso Maimad. The Ishvi Ishto Modim Bedabar, the Ha'ed Ha'echad Omer Shara HaMesira, Afapisha Eda Sheni Lara HaMesira Mekudeshas. Shekivan Shein Tzarech Lomar Bekidushin Atamedai, fascinating. If you had needed Atamedai, this wouldn't work. Why?
More formal.
Because that would push it into, in my opinion, Ede Kiyum of the Ritva and what I think is the Rambam and Ochasishas and what Reb Chaim thinks is the Rambam. Certainly, Rambam thinks. Chaim thinks it's around medical seizures and medical scarish, probably, but or clearly, I should say. Yeah, that's fascinating. That line, it's a throwaway line. Didn't need it. I mean, if you needed yichud eidim, that would be because there's a din, as opposed to eidim bira of eidim kiyum, which is qualitative, meaning they're what I call again solemnizing presence is koveya. That once you have that, then right. Just being able to reconstruct may not be enough unless you say the re'i idea, of course, right? Kimin shadavar emes shekibla ba'osa maimed, and you don't need ichud eidim, which signifies that issue. Afal pi sharajba kasav shem hichmin la'edim eina mekudeshes. The chol alomar ilu yadati, we'll see the Ksos thinks is important. Dafka kishiyedi yodashi esham eidim b'hachmana. Why? Because again, this isn't the rit. What is the Ritva's view that you need a qualitative Eidei Kiyum different? Well, how does it express itself? Last year, people. Two ways. Eidei Shabbat Mitzvah Bat Lakula, do you need, does it depend on Shas Re'iyah or Shas Agada? Everybody with me? Right? Okay. Secondly, Eidei Machoria Geder. I mean, if there are Eidim or Machoria Geder and they saw everything, it's not just a Meshata Nibach problem for the Ritva. You didn't think then. He proposed to her because he knew he could deny it later. That's not the issue. The Ritva says the Baal and the Isha need to know the Eidei Kiyum are there because the Eidei Kiyum are what elevate or magdir. This is a chalos ishus. They can be as serious as they want. It doesn't matter. But what is but the Rashba doesn't hold that way in Kiddushin, right? And the Tashbeit says. Right, by this is a little bit Lishitasa Tashbetz thinks, Eidakon is pretty powerful, as long as you can filter out, the ode. Hari b'sefer mitzvahs gadol v'katan u'matrichin get b'kiddushin shein b'eid echad and m'kaddish u'miskaddashus modim b'dabra afilu divar ha'makilin kish'ein sham el eid echad yodu shem yushnayim ela she'echad ra v'echad lo ra v'amakaddish u'miskaddashus modim tzricha get. Wow. Okay. This is tzorech birur. This is not Eidei Kiyum, as we know it and love it. Yeah.
Is that the Eidim were just standing there and they just didn't appoint them?
And say what?
I
No, that didn't just appoint them, and also one of them didn't see the Nebsiros at the last.
Yeah, but when he's getting into Holofer again, it sounds like just like now the details are given in the.
Yeah, he's quoting the Rambam, but just to say. Don't think from the Rajba, right, that the problem is, you know, that the Edekium, you know, are playing this role, because that's not the point. The point is more that it's a Mishata Nibak, it's a factual thing. That's all he's saying.
It's just, it seems like it's a lot of lumpus sort of going in under the rock. I thought it was just the case was just that they weren't in Mount of the Eight, that they were in the Mount of the Eight.
They weren't Mamanu of the Eidim, but he's just saying you don't need Minui Eidim. He's implying that if you did, it would imply a different level of Eidikim. Give me one second, let me just finish up. Let me finish first, because I want to make sure that we get it. Vote, Shekivin Sh'achar Kedushin Ayaniknas V'yotze Ima U'mitziachdim B'cheskas Kedushin Arei Eishas Ish Kimura. He's not saying, right, Sh'afilam Mishagirish Yishtav Elonim U'putagam Rin Heinad Yichod Eidim Libiyah. Kol Shekain Zu Shibekhesus Mukudesha said slow, Kishi Yasyakini Malanus Yakin al Shemishus. Alpha Pisha Sablanu Sabaim Akar Kidushan Batalin, Umrinan Shain Khoshulam, the Dai to the Kidushan Shonim Shigram, the Beila like a Neymar Delo, Nachis in Ishnaf Shibitsvaker. Okay. That's the what he says. But Oda Filipish Bushka, okay, then you have the end. Anyways, the point is that the Tashbates is like the Mordechai is suggesting, if you have a strong Umdana, this will be enough. There's a Tshuva, the Chassam Sofer, that the Pesukei Tshuva quotes, where he says something a little bit different, and that is based on Anan Sadi. He says, if everybody's there and everybody knows, and there are 80 Kiyum, but they didn't see everything, that's fine. Because it's not worse than Anan Sadi, and Anan Sadi's Eidus. But again, Anan Sadi can be Eidus in Kiddushin. It's a little bit different. There, the argument is that there are Edim, not that you don't need Edim, because you can figure out even without Edim what transpired. Yeah, is this something? Just but quick, because I want to. Yeah.
Sorry, I was wondering, does everything explain? Just keeps emphasizing that Kivin Shekichek Osa Mamad.
Kivin Shekichek?
Kivin Osa Mamad.
Yeah, I mean, he's saying that this is. It's clear this happened.
There's no reason.
What do you want to say, means?
I thought that was the way of saying that. The
Rehi
and the
Yiskim
is all just in this kind of them saying the general process.
I mean, what I was saying about Eidi
Yichud
applies here, you think?
Yeah.
I don't think he says that. I don't think the line about, you know, Yichud Eidim or... Oh, I guess it could make sense that way. I don't get that impression. I hear you. I mean, I like that view, obviously, but I think the Tashbetz is saying pretty much the opposite. I think he's saying that we really, really need to know in Kiddushin that it took place. Again, the Chassam Sofer, I think, is saying something in between. And that is, there's an Anan Sadi. Okay. So, of course, this is a very fascinating question. The Tumim, let me say this, and then I'll just read a couple of lines from it, but let's go back for a second. So this is a major, major debate, and it goes to the issue of the Ramah. The Ramah quotes the Tshuvas HaRajba, okay? And he says, the Esro case, you need to see it. Oh, so let's talk about the Avnei Milurim in a couple of minutes. Let me just finish up this part. But make sure I talk about the Avnei Milurim and the Ksos. This is Simon Membeis in Avnei Ezer. Right, so what happened here is, again, the Ramah, Right. So this is a Membeis Dalid. Kiddush bifneidim afilu lo amar atameidai. Atameidim. Right. Mekudeshes. Vafilu yichedeidim yicholim acherim shiro amaisa lahayid. Okay. It's a rivash. Utrichena edim liros hanesina mamish liyada. Oler shusa. Seeming against that Tashbetz. Unless you say the Metzius is a little different on a quantitative level, I think. This is the Rajba with the Esrog. Shuvas Rajba. The Ein Hocham Bezacharum Denos V'Hochachos. Okay? That is the Ramah. I'm sorry. That's the Ramah. The Beishmuel says here, quotes the Mordechai, this is Sif Katan Yud Beis. The Mordechai in Perka Omer says, Afila Roa Nasina in Lavatala Kiddushin. Imro b'davar amochiach yicholim lahayid kilu ro gufamai. Now the language kilu ro gufamaisa is something that I think could mean what Eli's saying in the Tashbetz and what I'm trying to say in Hein Hein Yichud Ein Debia. But I don't know. I'm not certain about it. Definitely, it's not the way that it was taken by the poskim. Ki'ilu ro gufamaisa, the way they understood it, it works, even though there's no riya. Not that al pidin this is considered riya. Especially since many of these cases, no process, there's only reconstruction. There's no predictability, there's no natural forces that would make this into a process. Darminan heina yichud heina debia, afagab delo ro abia, mekomokomim ro a yichud, have a kemosha ro abia. Okay. Varmaram b'tshuba, cause of dafka bia, mishum diyev shaliros kamako b'shvoferes, gam yishom b'resh b'nores, avu kedushin shrikim noros hamaisa mamish, vayin b'rambam. Okay, well, that's this. So basically, the way Beit Shmuel presents it is that whether we accept the Ramah, which is the Tshuva Saraj, but depends on a machlokas between the Mordechai in Kiddushin and the Tshuva of the Maram Rutenberg. That's the argument, which is good. I mean, only Bia, however you want to explain it. If you want to say Yediyah Vadai, so you want to say my way, or even other reconstructions. Again, it gets a little more crowded, but fine. Ba'ayin b'rambam yudzayin edus, he does quote that, ubatur, right? And then b'shem arama, the dinei mamonos miskayim b'diyah b'lo riya, the Beit Shmuel, unlike the Marik, unlike the Minchas Chinuch, did take note of Perek Yudzayin, does think an oedus umdana applies to mamo. Then the Beit Shmuel makes a huge leap and says, Lefi zeh yeshlomar b'kiddushin gam ken mahani below re'iyo sfiur leikam Mordechai. He wants a paskin against the Ramah, like the Mordechai, based on the fact that umdana works in mamon. Why? Ki le'indin drisha v'chakira kaimelan da kiddushin doma l'dinei mamonos. Meaning, dinei nefashos, umdana doesn't work. It works in dinei mamonos, according to that's his view in the Rambam. Right? Again, against the Minchas Chinuch Pei Daled, against the Marik, I think the Pashtus of the Rambam. But whether Ishus is like Mamon or Nefoshos depends for him on whether there's Drisha V'Chakira. Is there Drisha V'Chakira in Ishus? The Beis Shmuel assumes not. The Pisrei Tshuva here quotes the whole discussion of the Nor Yehuda and the Get of Cleves that we discussed a little bit with the Beis Halevi and Chela Gimel, right? What is the status of Eid Echad? What's the status in Ishus of Drisha V'Chakira? Is it like Mamon or not? But for him, clearly this is a way of characterizing Ishus requires a level of Nefashos from him. But what he's ignoring, of course, is two things. Number one, what about the Nefashos consequences of Ishus? Right, like the Minchas Chinuch was asking. Right, unless you want to say Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin, right? I mean, Huksak Beit Echad. And secondly, even bigger, what's he ignoring? Eidei Kiyum. Maybe the issue isn't whether Ishus is like Mammon in general, Drisha V'Chakira. That's an Adin Torah on Ishus. But Eidei Kiddushin, right? Maybe there's a difference between Isurim questions of Ishus and Kiddushin questions of Ishus. Because that's Edikiyu. That's the point that the Tumim makes. The Tumim in Simon Tzadi says that he thinks the Beit Shmuel is completely wrong because of Edikiyu. You can't have Umdana work for Edikiyu because it's not about Yediya, it's about the presence of the Edim. The Tumim also liked the Ritva like, Reb Chaim like, perspective of Eidei Kiyur. I'll get back to it in a minute. Vayin Simen Yud Aleph, the Eidei Kiyur, yeah, but that's not Kiddushin. Evan Wezer, Simen Ben Beis, and the Beit Shmuel are about Kiddushin. Kimo B'dinei Nefashos, Afagav, the Le'in, Siruf Eidim, Kaimela, the Doma Lebi. Once you're going to say that it depends on where you categorize it, what about Ishmi Yuchedes? Right? And especially, of course, in light of the whole Ramban discussion about whether Ishmi Yuchedes is a good parallel to Eidei Sumdana. So the Beit Shmuel is basically saying, you know, I know I think Drisha B'Chakira is what characterizes, not Edus Miuchedes, right? Im Kein, Im Eidei Kedushin, Edus Miuchedes, Drisha B'Chakira, Shema Amina D'Damer L'Gamer L'Dinei Momenes. That's the Beit Shmuel's conclusion. But, as we say, it's not a Damer. The Gra also likes it. Kamo Mamon, Edus Re'ia B'Inan. Fine. The Gra likes the Beit Shmuel. But a lot of the poskim in the Shulchan Aruch do not. So just on Piskei Tshuva, Siv Katan Yud Beis, he quotes a Tshuva the Chavas Yair. Just give me another 10 minutes, so I can finish. Dafka benidon Arashba, it means Maram Rutenberg. Dafka gav she'achar kach yotzei esrei mitachas yada einin kiddushin. The man lema shenasan la b'shas amira. Maybe the problem with the first view in the Chavas Yair is maybe the Rashba isn't really arguing either. Maybe the Esro case isn't the paradigm that you need Eidei Kiyum. Maybe the Rashba case is just a very weak umdana, because so many things could have happened other than Kiddushin. That's a big machlokas achronim, how to assess the Ramah. Just one more second. And the, yeah.
I mean, should we be machriya the Rashba like the Chavos Yair, given that he holds Eidei Kiyum isn't the din in Ritva Eidei Kiyum?
I'm not sure. I mean, it's because I'll get to it in a second. Even if Eidei Kiyum is not, put it this way: if the Eidei Kiyum is the Ritva's Eidei Kiyum, I think it's a davar pashut that you need Re'iyah. If it's not, you still may need Re'iyah because it's still tzorech birur. It's still high level birur, and the chomer adavar still might catapult into a kind of the pashas. That's why I'm not sure. And in Eidus Miuchedes, actually, the Rashba does speak about Eidei Kiyum as having a different status. So, I'm not sure. And it could be there are mixed evidence in the Rashba of what he holds by Eidei Kiyum, based on that one, and Pi Aleph and Beis and Gittin, or what I'm saying now. Okay. But it's a good question. Oh, so the Piskei Tshuva says, Mash'enke b'man le'melon sh'nosem b'shat samira, Mash'enke b'chupa nasis if they call the Eda, like the Tashbates, right? Nirali d'sogi b'shmiya, imi yotzeis v'tabas kiddushin b'yada. So the Chavos Yair is, even the Rashba will agree. Okay, he's downgrading the Rashba, with the significance. The Alpiza Mashakas of Beit Shmuel, the Mordechai, Palig al Rashba, Yeshom de la Palig. Raka Mordechai Meir, Ba'ofen Shein Shum Safek, Vahavakeda Yichud. I mean, the Rashba agrees with the Mordechai. Or, meaning, the Maram agrees with the Mordechai. But Pashtos, it's not, again, it's not the Rashba, it's the Rashba of the Ramah, yeah. Okay. The Chema Tzotzi B'Sefer HaMakne, right? El Shehelimu Ayin B'Shas Nasinu Miyad Ro Tabas B'Yada Yedir Kazu B'Hani, like the Tashbis. The Tama Shel Rashba B'Esrog B'Shem Delav Yedir Berura Dumi De Nechbal El Yedias Omeid Dumi De Gomel HaOcher. Levels of Umdana, what the Marik said was impossible, what the Ramban doesn't think is true. The Lo Kaimel and Kirabacha, right, but there are umdana's other ones. Then he says ayin ktsos and tashbates. This is what he wants. Shuvas chasam sofer, the one I mentioned, simin kuf aleph herich litmo alabash. The Rashba moda b'kein hach de Mordechai. The doma yoso leide yichud ubia mashadoma leide savlanus. Ayin shamod the kasa mikol makom dibre Mordechai tzarich iyun. The lechor nirul afilu dainina b'kedushin b'yidia v'lo re'ia haina b'shnei edim v'lo amri b'dedami. Okay, you have to look at the different things. Okay. So, some of the poskim here, I'm just trying to find out who, also ask about the line of the Tshuvas Maimonios about, you know, you're not allowed to see it. They ask, like, what does that have to do with Yediyah? The issue that we spoke about. Yeah.
Isn't that also all this not true with the Rashba? Like, he's clear that he holds a firm bond that it never works, even by
that, I mean, the Tshuva is a Rashba.
The Rashba, he says in the Kedushin on Shavuos, he says in the
Tshuva
also, he says,
oh, you do it, never. I mean, here, in Shavuos, he does say, like, the
Ramban. Yeah, he says, well, you're
not. I'm saying the problem with the Rashba is, you know, there are, you know, right. I guess they're not analyzing it based on other Rashbas. They're saying, this celebrated case, so for them, you might just say, the Ramah, who embraces, let's say, the Tshuva is a Rashba, about Esrog, it doesn't mean that he doesn't agree with the Mordechai. I think that would be an easier way to say it, let's say, because maybe we know too much about other Rashbas. Right? But that's a very fascinating issue. Okay, so the Avnei Miluim in Siman Mem Beis disagrees with the Beis Shmuel. Yeah, give me another 5 minutes if you can. People have to go, but I just want to finish this off. He disagrees with the Beis Shmuel, but he doesn't disagree with the Beis Shmuel for qualitative reasons, like the Tumim. Again, the Tumim thinks it's all wrong because of Edikiyum, right? What are you going to do for the Tumim about Heine de Yichud, Heine de Bia? I think you have to say something like the Michas Kinoch was saying, and I'm saying, though the Michas Kinoch wasn't so happy about it, I'm happier about it, namely, that constitutes Heine de Kiyum, Heine de Ria. Right? I think the Tumim is the best, frankly, in this issue, in this question. The Avnei Miluim also in Siman Mem Beis disagrees with the Beis Shmuel, and also in the Ksos, I'll get to that in a second, disagrees what he writes in the Ksos, and Siman Tzadi disagrees with the Beis Shmuel, but for quantitative rather than qualitative reasons. He quotes the Beis Shmuel, and then he says Ve'ena Mukrach Dinei the name of the Mahani Yediyah below Riyah Bekidushin Akate Yishlomar Kol Shalaroa Nasina La Mahani Yediyah. He writes Rajba, he means Maram. The Dafka Bibi Mahani Ayde Yichud, Mishum the Eish bin Oris, etc. The Shom Bechosh Mishpat B'Shem Ramah, Havla Yediyah Mamish, Kimin Shalaya Shamacher, and Chovel. The Chain Muchach Midivre, he says a Rajba again, meaning Maram. The Sphere Lay the Mahani Bekidushin Yediyah below Riyah, the Kos of the Be'ede Yichud, Havla Eish bin Oris. Be named the Yediyah Mamish, Gam Ken Lamahani Bekidushin, Amai Mo Lay the Yichud, Havsha Eish bin Oris. Akati re'ialeka el korchot the gam rajba maram mahani yedia below re'ial the sphere like the koshla roa nesina after the yedialeka the yachal liyos shaloi giliyada ayn mashu katzu betzelis, meaning the Avnei Miluim does not at all consider the possibility of what we were saying, which is that what's unique about Eidei Yichud is that it's a kind of re'ia or tchilas re'ia. The Avnei Miluim says that Beit Shmuel is wrong. We don't accept the Mordechai. The Rajba is not limited. We embrace the Rajba and the Maram Rutenberg, but we do so because of the quantitative standard of Yediyah below Riyah. That is the Avnei Miluim. The Ksos in Siman Tzadi, right, who makes reference to what he wrote in the Avnei Miluim, is very interesting. What is it? Simin Tzadi? What did I say it was? Sif Katan? Nine? So he has his following. Ayin Beit Shmuel Avnu Ezer. Right? And then he adds, yeah. Ubetumim heishiv, here's where he says it, where he quotes it. The bedini mamunas lo ibrisadi el l'shakri. Right, this is a terrible shita of the Beis Shmuel, terrible equation, because forget about drisha v'chakira. Right? Maybe it is relevant to the opposite conclusion of edus miuchedes, right? But bedini mamunas lo ibrisadi el l'shakri. Say the birur. We just want to know what happened. In came pshita b'yediyah kaze anan sadi, shu emes, ma shen came b'kiddushin, gzeiras ha-melech, ha-mekadish b'leidim shen kiddushin chal in klal. Meaning, the solemnizing presence at Seyde Kiyum. In came ma-bekachtu hu yediyah sa-emes in iskatsha. Ha-vla Torah tzricha edim. Now, once you say that, what are you going to say about kiddush e-biya? Heide de-yichud. If you really are sufficient, heide de-yichud. You have to say something like we're saying, or one other thing. Hold me to that just one second. The Ein Zu Tshuva, the Ksos doesn't like the Tumim, although I like it very much. The Haran, the Perak HaMegarish, Kosso, the Shita Sarif, right? The Arayvid, the Sphirulay, the Blaz, right? The Mesira Karsi, the Chasim and Amikarsi, and so on. The Imkei Nochanami, Kivin Shiyada, Eidim Alalu, Shabani Masra, Al-Piyadi, Avala Eidim Mamish. What's the Ksos's argument? Alex, saw it? This is really important, but we're going to do it quickly. Yeah? Saw it or not?
Okay, saw it. But
what's his argument? What's his raya from Ran and Gittin? What is the Ran saying? Gittin? Natan? Did you see it, Alex? Yeah? What is it?
On the star, you can say, once they saw the beginning of the action.
Ede chasima karsi. Right? There's a debate between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir whether you say ede chasima karsi, ede mesira karsi. We paskin like... What are we paskin?
Rabbi Lazar.
Rabbi Lazar, that in Gittin and Kiddushin, ede mesira karsi. However, according to the Rif and the Rambam, as opposed to the Balei Tosas, even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that if there are Eide Chasima, that will be enough. That's the Rambam and the Rif, and so on. Chachmei Svar, that's the Psak. Question is, why? If Eide Mesira Karsi, how do you get away with Eide Chasima? Right? Oh. So the Ran has a famous line in Gittin, where he says that the Pshat is that the Eide Chasima are Eide Mesira. That's what he's quoting. Terrific line of the Ksos. There's no din of Eide Kiyum separate from Yediya, because otherwise why would Eide Chasima work? They're not physically there. They're ink on a piece of paper. One second. Amnam... Divrei Beis Shmuel ena muchrach ani astaiti to keep it the b'shash and muster less on tabas la roa edim im ken havli din mekadosh veedim achori ageder afilu roa edim es amaisa kiven shem lo ro im ken lo neskavnu lekidushin gemurim kimivur b'sim imem beis achanami apagav shiro kimat rega keep it the b'shash kedushin lo yadu amekadosh v'miskadosh she yadu a edim havli mekadosh bli edim avlach edim chasima kiven she yada bal she yisvadei adaber al pi ashtar. There's a different objection of Ben's. In Eben Ezer, his objection is it's not a strong enough umdana. Here his objection is it's like machore ageder, because the Baal v'Isha don't know that the Edim saw it sufficiently. Let's say in the Rajba case, right? Wouldn't be the case if the guy just pick the... For example, according to the Ksos's objection of Beis Shmuel, what if the Tashbetz case? Like the Chosin and Kala don't know the Edom are not looking. They think they are looking. It would be fine. Right? That's the Ksos. In principle, if the Umdin is good enough, if the Umdin is too weak, or the Baal V'Isha don't know that there are Edom, like the Rajba case, then it doesn't work. Otherwise, it'll be fine. So he's cholek lemaisa against the Beis Shmuel, but for quantitative reasons. What's his raya against the Tumim? From Eide Chasima Karsi. What's the answer? It's a good raya. What's the answer? Yeah?
Star.
Excellent. Exactly. How do you know these things? Okay. Welcome. Right. An old veteran. So, exactly. Meaning, right, we talked about this a little even this year. We were talking about Naskar Ababa. And the Rambam Shita, the Rambam brings, you know, the Fikach. What about if you have an Eid Echad written and signed in the Shtar? Remember? So we talked a little bit of Reb Chaim's view. I mean, the Ksos's Raya is a terrific Raya if you think that the reason that Eide Chasima work, right, even according to the Mandamar, the Eide Mesira Karsi, if that means that it's Midin Yediya. Right? It's a Numin and a Muchach that the event happened. How did this shtar Eide Chasima get into the hands of the what do you call it? It must have been that the transaction took place. So Eide Chasima are a raya, right, that the transaction took place. But there aren't any Edim on the Maisa, therefore there are no Eide Kiyum. Right? However, that's not exactly the language of the Ran. What the Ran really says is that the Eide Chasima are Eide Mesira. So Rav Chaim's idea of shtaros, as we explained many times, right, is based on Resh Lakish. Eidem achsum malashtar nasa kamisha nechrei tosum bebezden. If the umdana demuchak is compelling enough, then in the hands of the balashtar, he's able to say, you know what, these edim are made chefta shaledus on the mice. Now, is that still enough for Eide Kiyum? Maybe. Is Rab Chaim's view of Eidos enough for the Ritva? And interesting question. The Rambam holds this way in Geirushin. It is true, to be fair, this is what I was referring to before, that the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus sounds like he does not think that Edei Chasima would work for Kiddushin. The Meiri also says this in the beginning of Kiddushin. Even though in Hilchos Geirushin, Perek Aleph, it's perfectly clear that the Rambam holds Paskins, that Edei Chasima b'dieved work for Geirushin. I think that maybe the Rambam has a different view of Edei Kiyum in Geirushin and in Kiddushin, but that's not for now. That's what I was alluding to before. But either way, the Ksos's presentation that Edei Chasima's effectiveness prove that Edei Yediyah is enough, as opposed to Edim who are at least Mitzuraf to the real Maisa, they're not living and breathing Edei Riyah, but they're Reish Lakish Edei Riyah, is what I'm trying to say. So that would be a way of supporting the Tumim's idea, notwithstanding, right, this din of Edei Chasim. Okay, another point. The whole discussion of Heinad Ichud, Heinad Ibiya, right, as an example of Edus Umdana, just give me two more minutes, that whole discussion, right, presupposes, and then just trying to figure out, and what about, you know, is there a discrepancy between Heinad Ichud, you know, Kiddushei Bia and Kiddushei Kesef and Kiddushei Shtar? So far we've been discussing in terms of the type of umdana that it is, meaning on a Yediyah level and on a Re'iyah level, the bigger Chiddush, my Chiddush, or partly the Minchas Chinuch, right, on a Re'iyah level. Prospective umdanas, you know, the Iser to see, and so on and so forth. There is another possible approach, but it's very mechudash as well. And that is to think that maybe Kiddushei Bia's Edei Kiyum are different than Kiddushei Shtar and Kesef's Edei Kiyum. Why would you say such a thing? So let me make it clear. In terms of Chalos HaIshus, and in terms of, you know, the consequences of that Chalos HaIshus, HaSish and everything that goes along with it, there's no difference whatsoever between Kiddushei Bia, Kiddushei Kesef, and Kiddushei Shtar. That's clear. And if Edei Kiyum, in whatever Tzorech Birur, Biglal Chomer Adavar, or especially the Ritva of Chaim, you know, Tumim, I think Rambam, Hilchos Ishus, Edei Kiyum, solemnizing presence perspective, is connected either to the Kalos Ishus or to the Chomer status of being an Eishas Ish, then there can be no distinction. However, if the Edei Kiyum's presence is something that is important to be Magdir, the Maisa Kiddushin, then maybe you might be Mechalek between Kesef and Shtar on the one hand and Bia on the other. Why? Because of what we mentioned before. The Mefurash Bakra is Kiddushei Bia. And the way the Rambam presents it, like the, you know, the uber, you know, Kiddushin, if you will, the, like the, you know, the classic Kiddushin is Kiddushei Bia. You have to transform Kesef and Shtar, which are transactional, you know, devices, you have to transform that into a Maisa Kiddushin. And maybe you need Edei Kiyum for that. Kiddushei Bia has a different problem. And that is the fine line between Znus, right, and Ishus, which is why we spoke last year that, you know, some Rishonim, the Bos of Shorashi, think that Rav Mangin Amanda Mekadish Mabia canceled the status of Kiddushei Bia, even though, how could he cancel the Raisa, right? But the point is that Kiddushei Bia is either the best or the worst. But as long as you think it's a candidate for being the best, the point is, it doesn't need to be propped up by the Edei Kiddushin, unless you think the Edei Kiddushin are precisely what establish it as, you know, divided from the line of Znus. So then what you might say, that the same reason that the Gemara has a view, right, that Bia Nisuin Oseh, and not just Erusin Oseh, and again, you know, doing a little Chazara, you know, the Magen Mishnah is mistopic that maybe the Rambam even paskins that way, partly, right, the very same reason why, you know, the Chachmei L'Nil were arguing that for the Rambam, Bia should be the only Kiddushin D'Oraisa, even though it isn't true, or the only condition which is not midibrei sofrim, because I think kesef is also deraisa, but that isn't midibrei sofrim. All these factors may be a part of this equation. So then you might say, yeah, hayne nicha d'debia, because you don't need a kiyum, you need yedia, because you need yedia because it's avar chamor. There's no difference between chalos ishus and the consequences of ishus and everything else. But to transform the maisa kinyan into a maisa ishus, that you don't require in the same level. And that might explain some of these discrepancies. So just to finish off with a quick comment about Eidus Miuchedes as a parallel. What's the din of Eidus Miuchedes in Kiddushin? Oh, so there is this Tosefta, just very quickly. We mentioned it again last year when we talked about Edikiyum. The Tosefta in Gittin speaks about, you know, Eid Echad comes in the morning and says, you know, I was at there, you know, the Lana Ima Bapundiki, I was there. And the other one says, I was there. Like the equivalent, seemingly, to a case of, you know, I was at the morning wedding and I was at the, you know, afternoon wedding. You know, why they had two weddings we made allusion to the other day. Does that work? Eid Echad, it's like Nazar Yeshua ben Karcha equivalent of Ishus. So Tosefta says it doesn't work. The Rajba of all people in Gittin, Pe'alifam and Beis, says it doesn't work because that might work in Edi Birur, but it's not going to work in Edi Kiyum. That's, I said, that's the one, or one Rajba, which doesn't seem to think it's just Davar Davar Shem Mamon, or thinks that the Chomer Davar matters, right? The Ran, and Daf Ein Gimel in Gittin, I don't know if anybody got a chance to see it, you saw it? Huh? Says that, yeah, that was only if anybody had time, says that it does. The reason that Tosefta thinks it doesn't work, he doesn't say the reason of Edikim, which is the most compelling reason. How can it work? You need to aid him, they're solemnizing prayer. That's what the Rajba was saying, right? Of all people. The reason it doesn't work according to the Ran is, Adam?
Nefashos.
Because there are nefashos consequences, which is also beautiful because that's one of the things we've been talking about in the Edus Umdenuk issue, right? Since there are nefashos consequences, and Edus Miuchedes doesn't work in nefashos, doesn't work either. You're not saying a hooksuck, you know, Kiyed Echad here, in that matter. Oh. And some of the Akronim are very bothered by that, Ron. Because they say, well, and that's the only reason? What about Edi Kiyum? To take a step further, there's a Tshuva the Ravya, where the Ravya says, the reason it doesn't work, really it should work, the only reason it doesn't work is because anyways, the whole Lonaim of a Pundiki is a Safek, and maybe it's a Chumra Durabana. Pashas Ligamar, it's not a Chumra Durabana. We were talking earlier how it might be a Safek with the Minchas Chinuch, and then we were talking that, you know, is it the kind of Safek that you should say, so it's Vadai no Edikiyum, or a Safek whether there are Edikiyum, in which case we treat it really as a Safek. But the Ravyo goes further and says, really, if it was a Dindaraisa, if we really believed in Lana Ima Bapundiki, says the Ravyo, Edis Mechedes would work. The reason it doesn't work is because, anyways, the whole thing is a Chomra, so we're not going to be Machmir with Edis Mechedes. Wow. So you have the Rajba saying it's a fundamental Edikiyum problem, the Ran saying it's only a technical, you know, Ishus Nefashos problem, and the Ravyo saying that if we really believed in the Umdana, right? I'm sorry, in the Umdana part of the Lana Imam Pundiki, I mean, if it was a Kiddushin issue, sounds like the Ravya thinks that Edus Miuchedes would work. Again, so I think that is very relevant to the topic of Edikiyum. I don't think you can have a Ritva type Edikiyum according to the Ravya. Not sure, you know, sounds like even according to the Ran, that's debatable. But in the end of the day, it's an interesting parallel to the question of Edus Umdana. Again, here's where I once heard from Mori Barabdi from Lichtenstein Zatzal that he once wanted to suggest that even if it were to be true that Edus Miuchedes in theory could apply to Edikiyum, maybe that would be limited to Kiddushei Bia. maybe it would only be in the Lana Ima Bapundiki case. Now, if you had an Eid Echad saying, oh, I was at the Kiddushei Kesa for Shtar in the morning, and the other one said, oh, I went to the afternoon one. You know, they have a lot of guests, it was a small hall, you know, so they had part one, part two, or the Shliachish, whatever it was. That part is my contribution. So whatever it was, would the Ran think that was only a nefashos problem, and would the Rav Yos say it's only because it's a chumrah? Maybe only in Kiddushei Bia, because again, it's quintessential ishus. So maybe there, the role of the edus and the edekium, even in other words, is simply tzorech birur. And tzorech birur, maybe you can get, you know, with edus miyuchadus. But in Kiddushin and Kiddushei Kesef and Shtar, where you also, again, as I say, this is nothing to do with chalos ishus, nothing to do if it's based on the consequence of ishus. But if it's a din in the Maisa, maybe that. But once you say that, this I'm saying again, that the idea of Heine de Yichud, Heine de Bia, in addition to the approach that we've been, the two other approaches, it's a din in Yediya, you know, even if it isn't, you know, percentage-wise, but it's a din, or it's a din in Riya, this would be a third alternative. And that is, that Heine de Yichud, Heine de Bia, you know, you can say it because it's a different kind of Eidekiyah. Okay, I think that's it for this Imdana. I just want to speak for a couple of minutes about Re'iya below Yedi and a couple of those other things on Sunday for like half an hour or so. But I want to really start on Sunday going through the survey of Shem HaShem.